Woo!
I think the last time we had this song on the show was the USA Hockey.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes. We won a gold medal. All right, welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You people coming up in a little bit.
You people.
Tough day for them today. It happens. Hopefully not a tough couple weeks coming up here for the United States in the World Cup. Hugh, soccer's about to start.
Yeah, tonight. Moment.
We play tomorrow, though, right? USA play tomorrow, right?
Yes, Paraguay, I believe. Yes, tomorrow.
All right, Shout out to everybody that's in the city for the FIFA.
I think we have matches here Sunday. I saw the sign I was driving in today that's watch out for traffic on Sunday, 6:14.
Sunday.
So that might be the first time there's games here.
You all better act right in my city.
Oh, you're talking about everyone coming to town?
You all. Yeah. This is not going to happen.
No, they better.
Just be careful. Everybody be careful. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure you make it home. You do everything you need to do to make it back home. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We had to fend this country off and this city off from Europeans once. We'll do it again.
If it's necessary.
I'm just warning you all.
Yeah. Okay, it's a warning shot. If anyone's here in an Uber listening.
That's all. I want everything to be harmonious. Yes. Just saying.
Guess how many people are probably mad at us for not talking about World Cup stuff.
Well, screw them.
Now that that's out there, the harmonious thing, are you guys into this thing? I am.
I'm in.
I like the World
watch,
Cup.
But,
I'm glad
you know,
that it's here. That's cool.
That makes it more fun. It was in Qatar 4 years ago?
Yeah.
I'll watch.
No. Who won? Who won last time? Who won the?
I don't know. Brazil, Germany.
Nah, maybe Germany.
I'm just going to throw names. Spain.
I don't think it was Brazil.
I'm rooting for Spain this time.
Okay. Are you? Well, yeah.
I was just there.
What do you mean not rooting for the U.S.?
Well, I'm rooting for the U.S. Okay. But I mean,
oh, they're
US,
your second.
U.S.
Team.
Not going to win squat. Let's be real.
Listen, they are trading.
They're lucky to advance.
They're trading at 1% on Calci right now.
Yeah. U.S. has bigger fish to fry, guys.
Yeah.
We're winning hockey tournaments. We got the Super Bowl. You know,
that is our thing. But you know,
NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup going on. Like we got bigger fish to fry.
I do enjoy the World Cup. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm a soccer expert. I do enjoy it though. Like I'll tell you this: over the next week, so there's two TVs here in the studio that Hugh and I. It's interesting. Each show has a different way they go about the TVs in the studio. After the morning show, I misspoke. After a morning show, DeCamera turns all the TVs off.
Yeah,
right? He's just not a TV guy. Ike likes to watch his shows. Like Ike comes in here, changes the channel as soon as he walks in. Hugh, I think you and I are the least interested in what's on the TV while we're doing our show.
No, it's on, and most of the time it's on sports. Sometimes we watch Charmed.
Sometimes Charmed is on. We've had summers of Charmed in here.
Sometimes
yeah.
It's been infomercials.
Yeah. Guilty!
Infomercials.
Well, my theory is the Charmed thing, because we know DeCamera turns the TV off. So who's in here overnight that would
probably watching Charmed.
Oh,
probably
watching
TNT. That's John Johnson.
He's probably watching games on TNT.
Well, NBA. But they don't have the NBA anymore.
That's a good cover story.
It's Charmed.
Yeah,
Charmed.
Well, it was on Charmed when the NBA TNT used to have the NBA.
It used to be.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a long way of getting to, usually I don't care what's on the TV. No. It could have anything on there. I'm not going to change it.
Yeah.
I will put the World Cup on in here the next, 2 weeks or so? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Getting a lot of texts, by the way, was Argentina.
Argentina.
Okay. That was Messi's first World Cup.
Okay. Yes, there you go. I knew it was in Qatar, but okay, Argentina won.
And finally, guy hasn't been a winner his whole life.
It's about time.
Yep,
all right, so Spain is the favorite. France, Portugal, those look like the top three favorites. But why not the United States, Hugh Douglas? Why not us?
We're getting better at soccer here, but we're not there yet. We're not there. I mean, that's just the reality of it. We've gotten a lot better with some of the soccer academies because I know that Arthur Blank was a big proponent in getting a soccer academy here for when it was Atlanta United, and we have a few more. And as a matter of fact, we got the brothers that play for the Union. Mm-hmm. I can't think of their names right now, but they're local kids that they're pretty big soccer phenoms. So it's getting better, but we're not there yet.
We have a kid Sullivan or something.
We have the two of them.
The brothers, yeah.
Kevin Sullivan.
And Caden and Kevin?
Didn't Elliot put him on his top 11 list?
One of the two Sullivans. He did.
Yeah, because one of them is like 18 and is a phenom.
He was like 14 when he put him on.
Yeah, something like that.
I went to a game last year, which was a lot of fun. But one of them played,
nice
one of them was hurt.
Too.
It's in a cool spot.
Viva España.
Okay, so one last quick thing on the World Cup, because you've brought up we're getting better at soccer. Now, this might be, and I'm sure there's people listening who understand this, that might have the answer, and they're going to roll their eyes at me. Hugh, a lot of kids play soccer in this country, right?
Yeah.
It's a very popular sport for young kids. Why can't we get better at this?
It's a
Why can't we get to the level where we're competing in this thing?
It's a gateway sport for a lot of kids.
So you think the best athletes get out of soccer and go other places when they're teenagers?
Because
that makes sense.
There's a couple, like I have a friend of mine, her son's playing, and I think he's playing overseas. He's gotten better, but a lot of us, when we have our kids in soccer,
both my kids played. They don't play anymore.
Yeah, we take them out because they don't. They don't. It's almost an early love for it. And then you have all these other sports that they want to play. Now, I will say this.
That
early on, Harper wanted to play soccer because he used to ask me. I didn't know the difference between Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. I
used to get them confused.
I know, but I always got them confused because they're both phenomenal players.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was a Lionel Messi fan. And I would get him confused. Like, no, Dad, that's Lionel Messi. That's not Cristiano Ronaldo or whatever.
Come on, Dad.
But as he got older and got a little, you know, he got a little hefty. He's like, I ain't trying to do all that running.
Well, now he's got launch angle stuff. Yeah, he's hitting the ball at the ballpark.
He's trying to knock the ball out the ballpark. But when he got a little hefty, he was like, I ain't trying to run up and down that pitch like that. He ain't trying to do all that.
Wow, the pitch. That's soccer speak right there.
But yeah, you know, that's about it. That's all I know about that. But I'm going to learn. I know red card gets you put in the showers.
Midfield.
The red card gets you a shower.
Ejected. Yeah.
Yeah, you out of the game.
You know how I can tell it's heating up? Just got an angry phone call about the American Revolution.
What you talking about?
What do you mean about the American Revolution?
I'm an ignoramus, apparently.
About the American Revolution.
That's okay.
Happened in the 1700s.
Uh-huh.
Okay. People are that passionate about it still? It's a long time ago, guys.
It was a big deal.
No, I understand. I understand the gravity.
I ain't gonna lie. In all due respect to the person that called, that sounded like a nursing home call, though. Somebody listened to the station in the nursing home.
Yeah.
And just wanted to be a nudge.
Well, some people are historians.
We know that the French saved our ass. It's okay. We don't do facts, only narratives.
Yeah. Well, we only do narratives, especially Hugh Douglas. I mean, this guy's all narratives all day.
250th anniversary, baby. Free bird.
It's a big time. Bottom line is I am excited for the World Cup. I will watch a lot of it. It'll be on the TV. We'll have it here in the studio. Now, the question is, are we doing a show trade on Calci? Show bet if you want to bet something.
What you want to bet?
I mean, the U.S.
Oh, yeah. How many games they win?
No, I bet they're going to win the whole thing.
They're not going to win the whole thing. How many games you want to bet
they
win?
You know what? This is anti-American out of you.
How much you want to bet that they advance?
That's as far as you'll go?
Yes. They'll probably advance past the first round.
I think they go to a group. They go to 16. I think they get to 16. Is that how it goes? So you're basically saying, can we get to the group of, like, the next round of this thing?
Yeah. Because if I'm not mistaken...
I can't believe you're anti-American.
I'm not anti-American, but we've only advanced to the second round like twice or something like that. Like, it's something like that. We haven't advanced that a whole lot. So, yeah, I bet for the advance. Because we are getting better, but no, we ain't about to go deep.
Okay. We're getting better, you think?
What
advanced. What makes you say that?
Because we've advanced. Over the last few World Cups, we've progressed a little bit further every year, if I'm not mistaken.
Offsides.
Offsides. I don't think it's like that. Are we trying to get our soccer jargon?
I'm just throwing out. Yeah,
yes. We're
dipping our toes in the water a little
bit.
So from what I'm seeing here, we do have a decent shot to move on from Group D. We're not in a group of great great teams. You know, great countries. You know, we're not in the group with like Argentina or Spain to start off.
Disrespectful.
To us?
Yeah.
We're
a heavy hitter.
We're in Group D with, it's us, Australia, Paraguay, and Turkey.
No, hold on. You saw us in World War II.
I did not, actually. I didn't see anything.
You might have.
We established he was born during Nam, not World War II. Don't age the guy that much. No,
they got third place finish in 1930.
We're not bringing up Nam for this.
In the modern era. Their furthest advancement was reaching the quarterfinals in 2002. That's the furthest we've ever been.
That's pretty sad, if we're being honest. I expect more. All right. 215-592-9494.
1930 is crazy.
1930 is a long time ago. All right. World Cup we're about to begin here. We'll get to you people coming up in a few minutes. Hugh, final guess on the Twitter poll today. Should the Eagles just extend Jalen Carter now? Yes or no?
78% no.
It's a 62% no.
Okay.
I think this one's got people in a little bit of a... You know, people usually on these polls, like, should they extend a really good player? Isn't it usually a lot of yes? I mean, I think there is a concern out there, or
that he's a little unhinged.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, I think there's also a lot of layers touched. To this. There's a lot of layers. I mean,
like my grandma used to say, touch. He's a little touch.
That is one of those.
It's like a little touch. Yeah, not touch, but it's touch.
Yeah, touch is harsh, man. Yeah.
It's one of those phrases that's old school.
Somebody out there know exactly when I said, "Oh, he's touched."
Yeah, he's touched. Touched in the head. Yeah, touched.
Could see that in, like, from like a 50s movie. Yeah. Like, you're a little touch there.
My grandparents used to say it. Like, I can hear it. Yeah,
little touch.
It's one of those. you know, we all, there's always those phrases that you got to tell grandma and grandpa. We're not, we can't, we, it's out of society, guys. We don't say that anymore.
It's aged out.
It's aged out.
It's aged out.
Touch is.
I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back.
I am a little surprised, though, as many people are like, yeah, I'm going to wait on the Jalen Carter thing. Usually people don't want the Eagles to wait. We're on board with Eagles
paying.
You
know what it is? It was cool during the season to spit on somebody, but now we're in the offseason.
I don't know if it was cool.
Well, when was that cool?
No, when I say it was cool, I mean people were okay with it. Oh, it's Dak. You should have. But now in the offseason, they're like, hey, you know what? He did spit on somebody.
You know, I do wonder what the reaction would have been 20 years ago, spitting on a cowboy.
Yeah, more positive.
I would agree.
Yeah, now it's like, we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, we softened up a little.
Yeah. Well, people were not happy with me, though, the next day when I said they should suspend him for the next game.
Yeah, they were. That's what I'm saying. But now we're in offseason, and they're like, hey, you know what? That was
now
nasty.
Now you're starting to affect football games, y'all.
Well, he affected the football game. He was kicked out of it.
Yeah, it was a little nasty.
Will affect more?
Well, that was the argument against me, that we're going to lose the next game if we
suspend. Stinking cowboy.
Yeah. The next game was a Chiefs game, I think, that they won.
It was, yep.
And that was when Jalen threw for 100 yards. And he told Chris Jones to shut his mouth at the end of the
game. That's right. Yeah, shut up. We won.
That was actually a pretty good line by Jalen. Yeah.
I mean, Chris Jones can quit running his mouth when he's losing. And,
yeah. You know,
I mean,
it was a loser move by Chris Jones.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah. I mean, after Hurts just dominated them through the air that day.
Well, that didn't happen. No, our biggest play was the interception return by Makuba, if we're being honest.
Okay.
He was
just Jalen Hurts erasure.
There's no erasure. There was almost no offense in the game.
Scott Marshall.
You should have heard the sarcasm in his voice when he said it. Dominated. When he said the way he said dominated.
Did you see that ball flying through the air?
No, I didn't.
Carved them up like a hot knife through butter.
No, I didn't see that at once. That didn't happen. Not last season. Hugh, how do you feel after a week of the Andy Dalton stuff, by the way?
I'm fatigued. I can't wait till Friday. I'm fatigued.
Man took some reps at QB2 and he was beaten down.
He took a lot of reps. From what I was told.
By the way, tomorrow,
the reporter.
We got a fun show plan tomorrow. We're at the Jaws, the Ron Jaworski golf outing tomorrow.
Yes.
We're at Riverwinds. It's one of my favorite shows that we get to do each year, so we'll be there.
I'm about to lay my outfit out tonight. I'm gonna kill him with my golf outfit tomorrow.
Now that we're here, let's not let anyone forget. Kyle, I think tomorrow you should tweet Hugh's outfit from all those years ago if we could find the picture.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should do it
side by side.
So the first time, I guess it was, that would be June 2023, the first midday show at Riverwinds. He wore an olive green sweatsuit.
I forgot where I was at.
Hoity-toity Hugh now.
Oh, yeah.
Are you wearing a golf shirt?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill him with this.
You going to bring your clubs? You going to play?
No, I'm not going to. I need a new bag.
Bring the clubs.
No, I need a new bag. I'm not going to play, though. But, Jaws, if you listen, I wouldn't mind one of them care packages.
Oh, yeah. Free stuff.
I mean, come on.
I mean,
they're inviting us there, and you're asking for more free
things. Hey, Jaws, if you listen, and if you know, get hooky boy with a bag, man. Them some nice.
What about Kyle?
They got some nice bags. Okay, the crew.
Forget about us.
The crew.
I don't mind you getting a bag, but if you get a bag, I want a bag.
Okay, well, yeah. You'd be my man, Joe.
What's usually in the bag? Like a polo or something?
Ooh, in the Brian Dawkins Impact Golf Tournament bag, I got a speaker that I could hook up to a Bluetooth speaker. Yeah. I got some golf balls that I gave to Ike because, you know, I don't need those.
Yeah.
Got some nice, I got a nice hoodie.
Oh,
I got a couple shirts.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? I got some vodka. And vodka gone. Vodka gone. Vodka was gone. Like, you know, with a little small thing of vodka. And then I got this nice necklace. You see, Dog gave me that. I got a nice little necklace.
That's a
man.
Good care package.
Dog give out some good gifts now. Well, that's why I'm going to be there every year.
Now we know why Hugh is going to tomorrow's golf outing, why he's going to another golf outing later this month.
Hugh just does anything? We can maybe get some free stuff.
Hey, if anybody out there, if you have, but you got to have a nice swag bag, though. I'll come drive the cart. I ain't gonna play, but I'll drive the cart.
You're basically offering your appearance at any golf outing that will give you free things.
Free things.
Okay.
All you gotta do is give me a free bag. And awesome. And it gotta be some nice swag. There can't be none of that BS. Can't be giving away no BS. Cause 1 year Doc gave away a nice little bottle of wine.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Red or white?
I think it was red. I didn't drink it.
Where'd it go?
It's like it's at the house. It's chilling. It's at the crib.
It's like an
heirloom now. It's like an heirloom.
Well, you know, that's the one thing I don't like about wine is that, like, it's so vintage or so cool that, like, it's, like, once you drink it,
it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's
not like a beer just helping the beer up.
I've ran into some wine snobs lately, too. It's kind of crazy. Because, you know, I like to drink my wine cold.
Well, yeah, red wine is supposed to be room temperature.
Yeah, and you know, I was drinking wine with some folks, and they was like, oh, you know, I got one of It's in the refrigerator.
Well, don't you drink it straight out of the bottle, too?
I do that.
Yeah.
I don't. Or I drink it out of Dixie cup.
You drank, didn't you go to the winery and drink it out of a Bucky's cup?
I did.
That's class right there. That,
now that's high society.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Bucky's, I heard Hugh's going to be at a Bucky's this weekend.
Ooh, I'm going to Bucky's. Hey, listen, I got to go to Ohio. They got a Bucky's in Ohio, in Huber Heights.
You getting live in the bathroom again?
I'm going to go finally live something in the to do bathroom. In Ohio.
What'd you say?
I said, finally, something to do in Ohio.
Oh, yeah, go to Bucky's. Uh-huh. Yeah, you ain't lying about Ohio, though. Ohio is, yeah, I'm from there.
It's quiet. It's a little quiet.
Cedar Point. You can only go to,
I've been to Cedar Point
so much.
Yeah.
You can only do that so much.
They still got that roller coaster, the dragster?
I think so. I think it's still there.
Huge, that's what like you're going to do this weekend.
No,
right?
I ain't doing that.
You know what? Take a selfie video on a roller coaster in Ohio
definitely
this weekend.
Not the dragster.
All right.
Not jumping on the dragster.
Can we check in and see what you people are up to today?
So, as magnanimous as Joe Giglio is, I do like the new thing you've been doing where you drop in and you say hello to you people. Good morning.
Morning. I started when the week you were gone. Yeah. And I thought, just say hi to them, see what they're doing in there.
I'm not as nice to you people.
Yeah.
Now, you did this morning, and the first response was, shut up, Joe.
See, well, I check in, and then I don't respond anymore.
Good morning, you people. Shut up, Joe.
Yep. That is crazy. That's,
good morning.
He's just trying to be nice.
You're stepping into the lines, Dan.
I know.
Joe somehow gets whiter by the day as we barrel towards summer. It's impressive.
As we barrel towards summer.
Here's the thing. I'm not trying to tell you that I'm getting any tanner. But a lot of how white I look on YouTube is the lighting.
The lighting. Yeah, you think Justin's doing
you. I'm not going to say anything about anyone, but they're trying to, we contrast, Hugh and I. So I think they're trying to balance the light in here.
So you're trying to say I'm darker.
That's not what I said.
He was trying to clean it up, but no, that's what you're saying.
You've said before that when it's dark in here, no one could see you.
He can't.
Okay, so
why do you think I'm wearing all these bright-ass colors?
To balance, don't make excuses for being the Red Rifle. To balance out that, like you say, they can't see you.
They
have to make me look like a hood ornament.
No,
like I'm
it's
shining
funny,
in
it's
here.
It's funny, because, and you know we love Abe. We have people come in the studio and all the time. It's like when they take pictures.
Oh, I know what you're about
like,
to
hey,
say.
Hey, could you turn the lights up a little bit?
Well, all right. So when we have people in, like people win, they get to sit in, right? And then afterwards, we take a picture. Yesterday, we had two people sitting in, and then they want to take a picture. And so we say, great.
Did you get up under the lights?
And there's these bright lights above Hugh. And we always go underneath them. And Ava, I know what she means. Like, she doesn't want to say it to me. She's basically saying that I'm glowing and I'm too bright. So she's like, can you guys just move up a little bit? It's really bright. And I'm thinking, well, that's my head that you're talking about.
No, I'm probably talking about, I can't really see Hugh over there. It's behind that dark, dark backdrop. Hey, when I sit over here every day, I'm taking an L, especially when I wear something real dark. I'm taking an L every day. So, it is what it is,
especially
man.
In the chat.
Yeah. Yeah.
They will make note of it.
Yep.
So now we're running Jalen Carter out of town.
That's no.
Okay. Listen, people hear what they want to hear,
don't
man.
Don't even try. You
know, wait to pay is not trade and dump.
No, it's run him out of town.
It's wait to pay.
Just another guy you got your pitchforks out for.
Pitchfork Joe Giglio.
You know what? Here's what I want to pay. I want to pay Quinion. I want to pay Cooper. Yeah. Keep those guys around. Is that you're happy now?
Mm-hmm. We're talking positive.
You said you're happy.
I'll give Devontae more money if he has a good year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's all.
Look, it's Hugh Douglas again, just making it rain with everyone else's money.
that's true.
Hey, that's the best way to live. That's what kids do when they with their parents. They make it rain with their parents' money.
About your own.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't making rain.
So how is Joe the stingiest guy on the show today? My question.
Yeah.
Usually it's you.
What are you talking about?
You're one of the most frugal people I've ever met.
No, but Hugh's been a little bit crazy with money lately.
Yes, other people's.
Well, you know the apology to Bryce Harper.
I want to get a Ninja Smoothie. Yeah. I'm going to start a GoFundMe page for one.
You're going to start a GoFundMe page.
You've got some nerve.
Jalen Carter, come on down. Here's the Brinks truck. Back it up.
I had to laugh when I said
GoFundMe page.
For a smoothie.
Yep. Got to tell you, beef triangle with Aaron in San Diego and Chris in Middletown ruined my lunch.
It's gross.
That is gross.
Beef
it does like make
it,
you want to vomit.
I wasn't trying to say it that way.
But you did.
But it does. I totally get the vibe. I get the vibe.
Speaking of beef triangles, did you guys see yesterday that Herb sent a picture to the afternoon show topless?
That's like a beef oval.
What? Wait a minute, what?
Herb was on the line yesterday. He was doing like a 15-minute call with the afternoon show. And
15?
It felt like it. At some point, they asked Herb live on the air to text Jack a picture of his hair, I guess.
Yeah, because he was comparing his haircut to Elliot's.
Yeah, right. And then he said he forgot Jack's number, and Spike started giving Jack's number out on the air, and then Jack freaked out. But at some point,
he said,
yep. At some point, Herb texted Jack the picture, like the selfie, right? And it was of his hair, but you could tell the guy was topless in the photo, just hanging out, listening to the show, no shirt on.
That's like a beef amorphous blob, as opposed to a drawing.
Yeah, it was a lot. Mm-hmm. You want to see it? You want to see topless Herb?
No, thank you.
I'll show you.
Nah. I'm not going to look.
So we did lose a stream, and Hugh got blamed for it.
What did I do?
Got too hot in the kitchen, I guess. Kind of like when Hugh hung up on all of our callers that one time.
Did they delete Topless Herb? Or did Spike tweet
Spike
it?
Tweeted.
Oh, I was trying to look at the afternoon count. All right, I'll keep looking.
Do you remember when Hugh knocked off all of our callers on the line that one time?
Of course.
I think sometimes when things get hot, he wants a break from all
this work. I didn't knock anybody off.
What are you talking about? You hang up on everyone one day.
I didn't hang up on everyone. I'm not looking. I saw you try to get me.
Come on now. No, just look at a topless Herb.
No.
It's not that bad.
No. I've seen her in person. It's probably as bad as I think it is.
Okay, but the picture cuts off above.
Yeah, you're not seeing anything.
Now you can tell he's topless, but you're not seeing anything that's like
her with no shirt off.
You know, the face is a little unsettling too, I guess.
Well,
say.
It's like
I
that
don't like it.
Devilish
yes.
grin.
He knew what he was doing.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, Herb's a lot.
Yep. So Hugh paid Jalen Carter, but not the internet bill.
What internet?
And that's why it is. That's why
it's on me. It's on me. Yeah. I didn't do that, man.
Yep. Douglas is really desperate for any QB besides Hurts. It's a joke.
We all feel it. Wow. We all feel it.
I can't stand
it. If you asked me when the week started, if one host in the midday show would say Dalton's going to start by week 5 if things go bad, who would it be? No one would have said you. And that's what you've done all week.
I tried my best to frame it in the best way. Y'all still taking it wrong with you. It don't matter.
Prediction, Hugh next week. Wonder what Phillip Rivers is up to.
Phillip Rivers is, wait a minute, he's with the Colts still, ain't
no,
he?
No, he went back home.
He went back home?
I mean, that didn't look good when he came out last year.
Yeah, he was a little hefty. Hold on,
did you see him command that offense?
He was hefty.
He was hefty.
You
think it helps his Hall of Fame case? Because that has to reset the 5 years now, because he's not retired for 5 years.
Does it help it? No. I mean,
I don't know if it did anything to it.
No, I mean time. Was time help him or hurt him? Because he would have been eligible like right now, because Eli's eligible, the same class,
you know,
right?
You know what? This time is more hurt. Of a bad look on the Colts than anything. Because this is the same team that snatched Jeff Saturday out the boot. Oh, dog.
He saw her.
Oh, he got him.
Wow.
This is the same group that snatched Saturday out the booth to come coach the squad. Yeah. And then you caught Phillip Rivers at home chilling.
It is a bad look.
That's a bad look for that team.
Chris Ballard should apologize.
Yep. People are just noticing. Hugh's been talking real funny about QB1 since the softball game.
I mean, and now we got to the bottom of it.
Yeah, you know what's funny, man.
It's personal.
It's definitely not personal.
You mentioned unprompted the other day that he struck him out. He was like, before you say anything, it has nothing to do with him striking me out.
And that means it's in your head.
It's not. I mean, basically, I was saying it because it was more than me saying, like, prompting it. It was like somebody, you know, people were talking about, why are you talking about Jalen? I'm like, dude, ain't nobody. Yep. We're talking about it because that's what we talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They really pay you guys for this foolishness?
Every day. Yeah. Hey, listen, I be thanking Jesus Christ every day. I be like, ain't God good?
Plus,
sit up here and run my mouth all day long and get a check on Friday.
You guys think Hugh's showing up if they stop paying him? Let's be real.
No, you know, I would, because I would have, I would show up, but I would be unhinged. I would be unfiltered.
Well, sometimes in radio, they do let people have long goodbyes. I don't know if you're going to get one of those.
No, I think when Rod is going to be like, hey, man, just leave. He'd be like, hey, Hugh, I think it's best for everybody if you just leave. Just leave. I'll let everybody know you're good. I'll tell everybody you said bye.
We can't take the risk of you just saying whatever.
He's just going to say, hey, just leave. Hey, it was great working with you. Just
nothing
go.
Personal, but just get out.
Just go.
All right, that's enough for us today. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.